You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Take it from the top, two dots. Ein Tzol Nes Pesach V'Chulei. We do not roast the Pesach, etc. So basically, if you go back to the Mishnah, so I think we'll have to do that, especially if we're doing the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts off Ketzad Tzol Nes Pesach. How do you roast the carbon pasach? So mevin shapud shel rimon v'tocho l'soch piv ad beis nechuva. So you take a rod of from a pomegranate tree, pomegranate wood, a shapud is a spit, right? Even it's phonetically like shapud spit, but it's a shapud, it's with a shin, but you can see how it's related. And you stick it into the mouth until the hole at the bottom of it. Venosin is karav as ben a mayav lesocho, and then you take off its feet. The feet are cut off, and the innards that were taken out and cleaned, you put them back inside of it. Did Rabbi Yosei Glili? Rabbi Akiva Omer kamin bishul. Who was that? No, that's a problem. That's bishul, and of course we know that the karmesach has to be roasted. Sleeve. Ela tolin chutzalo. So rather you hang it on the spit outside of it, and the Gemara describes it as this almost looks like a helmet for the sheep. Is his innards and its legs that are on top. And then it says, Ein tzol nes pesach lo al shapud v'lo al ha'askala. We do not put the pesach on a spit, meaning we don't roast it on a spit. Rashi says over here, wait, hold on, a spit? We just said we can't. Shel barzel, of iron. And the Gemara proceeds to explain that if you do it by iron, then it has to be tzli al ha'esh, on fire, not something heated by fire. And a metal spit with it all, and also not on an askala, which Rashi says is grills, a grill. The lots, right? Grills. The kula, right? And the kula chad tamas, says Rashi. It's all the same thing, I mean, the same problem. You're putting it on a grill, it's not roasting on fire, it's roasting on hot metal. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, the Mishnah continues, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Tzadok says, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, we see Rabbi Tzadok quote stories that have happened with Rabbi Gamliel before, Shamar Latevi Avdo, he says to his famous Eved, Tevi, Tzei V'tzalonu as a Pesach al-Askala, go roast for us the Pesach al-Askala. So wait, hold on, we just said you can't, and then we quote a Maisa that usually when you quote a Maisa, that it's to support the point you just made. So the Gemara says, Maisa Listor? The Maisa is going to be coming to reject the halacha that we just stated? No. Chazur mixra v'hachi katani. Now there's something missing of it. This is really how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. V'im askala menukvas mutter. If it's a perforated grill, then it would be mutter. Rashi says, menukeves maybe, or menukeves. Right? Rashi says, hasuya kevrichim ke'en shalanu. It's made like I don't know what shalanu means exactly. I don't know what Chris is talking about. Yesh halal gadol bein briach lebriach. There's a very large space between each pole of the grill. Nosin hashapud lerochva v'chol atzla nitzla ba'avir. Shebein shnevrichem she'ein basara nogei bebarzel. Right, the flesh of the carbon pesach is not touching the metal at all. It's positioned in a way that it's like on a grill, but not really on. But it's perforated in such a way that the flesh is not touching it. So that's what the halacha is. And then when Rabbi Gamliel tells Tevi to do that, that's the type of grill he's referring to. So the story is supporting that. Okay, great. Tanur shehesiku beklipe orla vegarfo va'afabo es apas. So if you have a tanur, an oven that was heated up ignited with the shells of orla, which are sibahana. Then vegarfo, but then you shoveled it out and then you baked the bread in it. So you didn't have any of those original coals from the orla in it, but it was originally fired up with it, and there's still heat from it in the oven, and then you make bread in there. So l'divrei oser mahu, according to the one who asers, what's the din? So it sounds very funny. It's a funny way to say it. It's one of the asers. So what it means is referring to a machlokes that we had earlier. Maybe remember? I think it was might have been in the summer, just before the summer, right? Daf chavav. It was a while ago. we are far. Ayin Dal, we're on Ayin Hay. We're talking about Chavvav. We're talking about 50 block. That's like 5 months ago. Rashi here refers to it. Parakol Sha'a, Rebbe Omer Hapasa Sura. So Mahu, what's the din? Hacha, Rashi says, Hacha ain shevach eitzin bepas. That there's no benefit from the wood at all, because there's not even any wood remaining in there. So even the one who asks if there's the wood there, would he answer just the heat of the oven itself? Amarle, he says, Tim apas muteris, even according to the Oser. Amarle, he says back to him, Vamarav chinan asaba, Amarav asi, Amarav yochanan, Tanur shesiku vagarfo, vitzila bo es a pesach, ain zetzli ish. That if you made a fire in the oven, and you shoveled it out, and then you roasted the Pesach there, that's not considered tzliyesh. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tzliyesh, tzliyesh, shtei pamim. Right? It says tzliyesh twice. We see in check out the Torah or over here. There are two back-to-back pesukim mentioned tzliyesh. Balayla said tzliyesh, and then the next pasuk it says ki im tzliyesh. Why is it to repeat? So it teaches us that really, really, like we really mean it. It really has to be tzliyesh. It can't even be in an oven that was like shovel. It has to be real tzliyesh. So now, taima degali l'rachmana tzliyesh tzliyesh shtei pamim. So this over here is that since it said tzliyesh two times, that's why it excludes the oven. However, but in any case where it doesn't specifically imply that an oven is not tzliyesh, then we would consider that basically tzliyesh. So the oven, without this double tzliyesh excluding a heated up oven, so we would say, okay, no, the heated up oven is actually. It's real. It's like a real real fire. Something's really going on there. And so therefore, I would think that it's problematic if it was heated up originally with klipe arla. I would think it's still a problem to use it because you don't have the pasuk indicating with double lashonos that that's not really tzliyesh. That's not really tzliyesh. So have a mina tzliyeshu. So Amarle said to him, "Gali Rachmana Hasam ve'afina mina, ve'afina mina." No, the way we should view it is that's like a binyanav. We look at what the Torah says regarding the Korban Pesach. It says tzliyesh tzliyesh, meaning tzli, and we have a tradition that meat comes to exclude a heated up oven, and then we say from there, we see that. You don't always need to say tzliyesh, tzliyesh to exclude the possibility. We learn from there that's what tzliyesh is. Tzliyesh is not a heated oven. It's real tzliyesh. If you're not sure, look at the Korban Pesach and the tradition we have there and apply that throughout. And therefore, this heated up oven with the arla things and then it was shoveled out, so you don't have any of the actual arla in there anymore, that's not considered tzliyesh and it wouldn't be a problem. Viba yisema. And another shot, if you want to say, ha sometime it ksav rachmana tzliyesh shtei pamim, ha lo ksav rachmana tzliyesh shtei pamim, hava mina a esh kapid rachmana, vafilu garfo nami tzliyesh hu. That's a lot. So over there by the Korban Pesach. So it says two times, but if the Torah wouldn't have said it two times, so I would have thought that that it's just it's mock the Torah's makbid on having esh for the Korban Pesach. Vafilu garfo nami tzliyesh hu, and that's it's so and I, that even if it was shoveled out, it would still be heated up. So it has to come to exclude of it being shoveled out. Aval hacha a etzim di yisuraka kapid rachmana v'hal isinu. But over here, when it comes to Arla, we don't care about tzliyesh, not tzliyesh, heated, not heated. We care about benefiting from eitzim, from usher wood. That's what we're concerned about over here. And over here, in this case, it was shoveled out. So take it out. So that's not what we're concerned about. You wouldn't apply the same halachos for Karban Pesach. Now, Pesach, we have to exclude something. You might think that's considered tzli'esh, even if it's shoveled out. So no, tzli'esh. So it's not. Over here, we don't really care about tzli'esh, not tzli'esh. We care, is there usher wood in there, etzim desura, or not? Over here, there's not. So that's why it's mutter. Tanur Rabbanan. If you cut it, the Korban Pesach, and placed it on coals. Over here, we don't mean you sliced it up, which you're not allowed to do. It's supposed to be basically whole. I read. What? Yeah, right. Except for the legs, but yeah, but the rest of the body is supposed to be basically whole. But you cut it in a way that makes it cook faster. So like it's being like sliced a little bit, but it's still, you know, it's still together. It's the one piece. Maybe like what my father do with like hot dogs on the grill. Maybe from his cousin. Maybe that's what it is, right? So Chasko Rashi says LePesach lo hivdil, not to separate it. Ella Chasko b'shnayim u'shlosha makomos lemaher tzliaso inkrenir belaz. It's called inkrenir, old French. So. Go figure. Okay. So, what's the halacha? Rabbi Omer. Omer ani shezet sli eish. I hold this is considered still being roasted, even though it's on coals. Now, but that this is specifically, it has to be where there's still like a flickering of a fire in the coals. It can't be just you know, completely extinguished coals that are still hot. We're talking about at least like it's flickering coals, but coals, nevertheless. Rami le Rava Chadvoy, but Rami le Rav Chista, but Rami, but Rabbi Rava Chadvoy, presented a contradiction to Rav Chista. Mi amar Rabbi Gchalim Eish Ninu? Does Rabbi say that coals are fire? Uraminu, we have a contradiction. Makos e ma, not makos. So, michvas, right? Michvas eish. Yeah, this is talking about tzaras. Right, there's different types of tzaras. One of the types of tzaras that's discussed is tzaras found in a burn. Right there, so there, if someone has a burn, the michvas eish, and then, so that's what we're talking about. So michvas eish, so if there's a burn from fire, so this brisa says, Ainly ela shenichva be'esh. So I would only think if it's a burn for fire. Nichva begacheles, beremetz, basid rutach by burning lime, begufsis, it's by some gypsum. Gypsum is some sort of plant. I guess it's fine. Well, I'm not sure exactly. Min seed, who it's a type of lime, it says over here. Rashi, beremetz is efer rutach, hot ashes. Rashi, begifsis rutach, v'chol davar haba min ha'or, and anything that comes from fire, from fire, some sort of heating element. And then just, I think the Gemara is interjecting over here in this brisa, l'suyeh chameh ha'or. What does it mean, anything that comes from or to include chameh ha'or, heated up water from fire? Right. So anyway, but back to what it's saying, it says michvas eish. I would think only fire burns, but not any other burns would be included in this category of tzaras. How do I know that gacheles and remetz and hot water are also minayin? Where do I know this from? Tamalomar michve riba. Says michve a couple of times. And maybe even multiple, maybe even more than just a couple of times. And that's to be inclusive of other types of burns, not just from fire exclusively. Taima de Rebbe Rachmana michve. But the reason for Rebbe over there is that it says michve. That's why he includes other things in the category of fire. Meaning he concludes coals and other things in fire because we have a specific inclusion of michve. However, if you don't have michve and you don't have a pasuk specifically including these things, so I would be machalik between fire and coals. So how could Rebbe say that burning the Karban Pesach on coals would be is that counts as Tzliyesh? Hello, Rebbe Rachmana Michva. But if not, I would say that Rebbe would hold that Amar Le says to him, Gachela shall ish lo itzrich kra l'rebuye. The coals of wood, you don't need a pasuk to include it. Right? That's not what we were when we said look, the brisa includes gacheles in fire burns, that's not talking about wood coal, like wood coals, meaning that wood that was burnt. Right? That's not what we're talking about. That's obviously same thing as fire, right? Wood that was on fire that's now burnt out but still flickering a little bit. Obviously, that's still age. So what was the brisa coming to include? That Rebbe would be mechalik between, if not for this michveh inclusion. Kitzrich kra l'gachel shel mateches is talking about metal coals. We've seen this before. We saw this back a while ago in Shabbos. Mem Beis, remember the mob. They're throwing metal coals in the public thoroughfare, and there was a discussion there about cooking, and also about extinguishing metal coals is actually only asur midirabanan, and you're allowed to do it if it's a hezek to the rabbim. So that was a discussion there. So there's this concept of these metal coals, and that's what the brisa comes to include with michveh. But hold on, you're telling me that burning hot metal is not considered eish, that we would need to specifically include it with michveh. But hold on, we learned by Bas Kohen Shizinsa, right? Bas Kohen who commits adultery, she gets a more harsh punishment than the regular adulterer. Right, there's a certain Chazal that says that Tamar, of Yehuda and Tamar, that she was the daughter of Shem, Ben Noach, and Shem was a Kohen of sorts, right? It says he's the Kohen Lekel Elyon, Shem. So she was the daughter of a Kohen, and that's why Yehuda says she has to be burnt, right? Because of that. So, but we know just it's in general that this is a pasuk. It's a rare misa that. But one of the cases that we find it is by a pasuk on Shizinsa. And Vama Rav Masna Psila shall Aver Hayu Osin La, they would make a wick of metal. That's what they would make for her, and the Gemara there elaborates. Basically, they would have burning hot metal, and they would make her drink it, and it would burn out the insides. Aha! So the Torah says, "But eish tisareif." And what? How do we interpret that as burning hot metal? Aha! So it must be burning hot metal is eish. So why would the brisa have to specifically include burning hot metal? See, we kind of went all the way to the other extreme, right? At first, we're like, oh no, wouldn't you know? Well, what type of coals have nothing to do with fire? If not for michveh, it's burning these metal coals. It's like no, even that's a deraisa, what we call fire. So shani hasam, no, it's different up there. Damar kra ba eish tisareif says in fire, you should burn. So really, tisarif is extra. Tisarif, right? Because you could just say, put her in fire, and then you get the idea. But eish tisarif larabos kol srefos habos min ha'eish. So the word tisarif is coming to be more inclusive than just fire. When it says in fire you shall burn her, it means in fire or any way that you can burn her, which would then include non-fire ways, like, I don't know, burning hot metal, and that's actually the one we choose. That means all the more so then you should be able to use fire itself. Right? What you're saying. So let's just surround her with many bundles of branches and burn her. Right? So why don't we do that then? You're telling me that anything works. So Astia Srefa Srefa Bnei Aaron. No, we learned Srefa from the Bnei Aaron. There's a Xer Shava. Mahlahalan Srefas Nishama Viguf Kayam, just like by Aaron, by the Bnei Aaron, by Nadav Navihu, there was a Srefas Nishama. Which means that on the insides, right? Because I'll understand that their bodies were fully intact. I think even their clothing was fully intact. That's a machlokas or not? It might be machlokas that the clothing was fully intact. It's also by Samcheir's army that might have been clothing was fully intact as well. This was also, I think in Shabbos, maybe Kofiud Gimel or something like that where we had this discussion. But bottom line is that the Gemara's are assuming right now that their bodies were intact and the neshamas were burnt out. So too Afkan Srefas Neshama V'Guf Kayem. So too what we do to her is we burn her from the inside out. Now, Gorn doesn't mention it, but you could already think about it. We're talking about a Bas Kohen and the Gzer Shavas to Bnei Kohen, the Kohanim themselves. But clearly there's a higher standard of Kohanim that they got such an interesting death penalty. So it says, Be'esh Tisaref, you should, in fire or anything that burns. And we learn from Gzeir Shava that you shouldn't just use anything that burns, but meaning you could use anything that burns, but maybe fire in theory, but we want you to specifically do something that burns out from the inside. V'navi le'chame ha'or. Okay, so then just do hot water. Get really, really, really hot water. Why do you have to do hot metal? Mishum de Rav Nachman. Because of the teaching of Rav Nachman. Ready for this? Dom Rav Nachman amar kra v'yahafta l'reyacha kamocha. Rav Nachman says, well, he has an interesting application of Yahafta Reicha Kamocha. Barur lo misa yafa, you choose the nicest death. No. Yes, right. Right. None of this sounds too pleasant. Presumably that would get it done much faster. And this is a very, very powerful lesson that even when we need to give the death penalty for Bas Kohen Shezinsa, which is a very grave offense, Srefa is one of the...
I warn my wife all the time.
Well, you're leaving, so...
No, she's a Bas Kohen.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Okay, yeah, there we go. So we're talking Srefa is very serious. It's one of the two worst. Sure. It's a machlokas. Skila, yeah, I think we call it skila, but it is a machlokas. Maybe Srefa's worst is very, very severe, and we try to do it in the quickest way possible because of Yahafta l'reicha kamoch. You have to love your fellow Jew, and even the one has to be killed. You have to be done in a sensitive way, which I think sometimes we have to be harsh with people, and sometimes we have to, you know, lay down the law in one way or another. And even so, we have to do it in the most sensitive way. I think that's something we can get from Rav Nachman over here. Anyway, v'chima achar de'ika Rav Nachman. Well, now that we have Rav Nachman, gzeir shava lamali. Why do I need the gzeir shava of Srefa Srefa? Right, Rav Nachman would also teach me that you would do it. So, Amri ilav gzeir shava havamina Srefas neshama v'guf kayim lav Srefahi. So, if it wasn't for the gzeir shava, I might have thought that that's not considered a Srefa. That, you know, Srefas neshama and the gufs, it says burn her. It says burn her, and you're going to tell me, and you're going to tell me that I burn her in a way that her body's intact. Maybe that's not considered Srefa. So I would totally not have thought of that option if not for the gzeir shava. So I do need the gzeir shava. V'mishum derav Nachman nepesh lachavilei zmuros tuva, and if I only had Rav Nachman. So what would I think to do, especially without the gzeir shava, like I know Rav Nachman, I think, okay, so get a lot of fire, right? A lot of fire, and then it'll happen very quickly. Right? We see with the Asar Heruge Malchus, right? So they put the soaked wool, right, to slow down the process. So over here, if we would do burning at the stake, so we would make it really, really intense heat, really, really intense heat. It's interesting. Nebuchadnezzar had for Nazaria, he had but explicitly in the Pesukim, he had, it was such an intense heat, it's crazy, that the people who were carrying the three of them, bringing them to the fire, they burnt because of the intense heat. The people who were carrying Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to the fire, it was such a powerful heat that they died, and they threw in the three of them, and they survived miraculously. That's the whole thing. But it was so intense. So it's interesting that Nebuchadnezzar was had a little bit of mercy, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. Interesting. I never thought of that until just now. The Guf Kaim Lav Strefa, the Imi Shundarav, it could be we could be Malamed Chov and find a way to say no, he really, like, why he was doing it for a wrong reason. But, okay, anyway, so, Chi Hechi de Tamos Bagala, so Nipush Loch Avile Smurus, let's get a bunch of bundles, and Chi Hechi de Tamos Bagala, so that'll happen quickly. She'll die very quickly, right? Bagala was Hankarib, right? Kamash Malan, that's not what we do. Rather, we have Srefa, we have after Recha Kamocha, but Srefa, so we burn from the inside like the B'nai Aaron, but we do it in the quickest way possible, which would be with burning hot lead, which is included from Ba'esh Tisaref, and there, but it's not automatically assumed that that is fire. No, it's not fire, that's in the, and anything that burns inclusion, but it's not fire itself. So what do I need Aish for? This is going on. Rashi says, Kevan to Sofine Larabos called Srefos. Right, since in the end we're going to include all Srefos. So why do we need Ba'ish? Right? Just say Tisaref.
Right, okay.
Just say Tisaref. Don't say Ba'ish Tisaref. It's a rave. Burn her with it, whatever burns. Lafuke Ever Meikoro. To exclude Ever Meikoro, Rashi says, Shemotin Osum in Hakarka, Rotach, who below told us Aish. They have a lead that you found it in the ground burning hot. I guess there is lead you take out of the ground. It's already burning hot. I don't know, take it from the center of Earth, whatever it is, and it's already hot. So that you can't use. It has to be something that you burn, that you made hot yourself through Aish. So, but Aish Tisaref, burn with whatever, but it had to be from Aish. It had to be but Aish Tisaref. It doesn't have to be Aish Mamish, but something from Aish Mamish. Amar le Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Zeira v'chol hechad eksiv but Aish Tisaref l'rabos kol Tisarefos abaos machmas Aish who. Says Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira, wait, hold on. Whenever it says Ba'esh Tisaref, that says that you can do it anything that comes from Esh. V'hagavi parma nesravim deksiv behu v'sarafo sa'al etzim ba'esh. But we have certain bulls that are burnt. Talking about three particular karbanos, right? A lot of bulls that are brought are that they're not fully burnt, right? As maybe as a chatas, there's certain a few chataos that nobody eats from that they're fully burnt, almost like an ola, particularly like that of a kohen, the part of Yom Kippurim. Nobody eats from these. So what does it say? It says over there, "Dechzibahu v'saref oso al etzim ba'esh." Ah, so that means you can do whatever you want with lead. But Tanya ba'esh. And we learned in the Brisa, but Eish v'lo basid rutach, v'lo be'gipsis rutach. Right? But and we have a Brisa explicitly that says you can't do it with burning hot lime, with burning hot gypsum. You have to use fire. So well, how can you tell me that it says Eish and Tisaref, that the Tisaref is coming to include all Srefos? That's not true by Paro. Amarle, hachiash, this is what you bring me now. Hasa ksiv be'eish v'hadar Tisrof. The rabbis call Srefos abos machmas ha'eish. By the Bas Kohen, it says Eish, and then Tisaref to include more. Hachak siv v'sarafo so ala etzim, but Eish, the basof Eish. Right, saying and then it says Eish at the end. That's not going to include, what's it going to include? It's Eish. It specifies Eish. Lameimra de Eish in Midiach Rina Lo. Is this to say that fire can be used and nothing else? Hasam Nami. Ksiva Srefa Labasov to save Al Shefa. Oh, okay. Alright, so I mean what's I think it's like what's it coming to teach us? Right, so there it says straight for lava soap. So what's going to suggest? Dichsiv al shefach hadesh and yisarif. Right, it says that on the shefach is like the place where the blood is poured. That's where you burn it. So Amri Hahu, that's coming to teach us. Hahu yisarif mi ba'ilei. Look at the Tanya. That so Hahu yisarif mi ba'ilei. That yisarif, that extra yisarif that is mentioned in the pasuk. We need to teach us the following thing. Afal pisha ein sham deshen yisarif. Even if there's not a pile of ashes, you still burn it. The pasuk says, al shefach hadeshen yisarif. But the extra yisarif is teaching me that even if there's no pile of ashes at the time, you still burn it there. And afilu shehitzisa or berubo. And even if the fire, right? Rashi says, "Yis askubo ad shetigmar sreifa." That even if already the majority of the korban is burnt, nevertheless, yis askubo ad shetigmar sreifa. You wait there until the end of the fire. So the word yisareif has two other teachings, but it's not trying to come to include anything else in what you can use to burn it. It has to be fire.